Male submission and biological quality. Let's face it, we all know that there are certain physiological things that set us apart. For all you little dicked chronic wankers, I'm pretty sure you're painfully aware of the fact that the most you can hope for on a Saturday night is humping your hangina. Me and my girlfriends have a saying, if it's less than 6, he's gotta hit the bricks. There is a reason for this, Stubby. You've been waiting at the shallow end of the gene pool, and it's evident by the size of that tiny toy you like to play with any chance you get. Another plight of the little dick loser is premature ejaculation. I know you pathetic little giggity gooers out there can't help it, can you? These are the cruel facts of nature, but if you're reading this, you've adapted. You've learned to internalize the fact that nature fucked you over and gave you a tiny nubbin, haven't you? I know this because all you tiny toy wankers just love to be humiliated about it. That emotionally painful reality has become like sweet ecstasy now, and the fruitless fantasies of real manhood have passed you by. Kudos for facing reality. I want all you little stump chumpies out there to take a look, your hand, and be grateful it's there, because that's all you're really fit to fuck. Hopefully you've come to the logical conclusion that you don't deserve to be near a pussy. If the only person a penis can pleasure is the one it's attached to, it doesn't count. Besides, we wouldn't want you polluting the gene pool with more little dick losers now, would we?